5.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number 3 of the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. On the way, Mark, you've got some interesting stuff on this immigration situation, but first we go to the phones and to the fun. To Nakaya in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey Nakaya, you're
Nakaya's
normally
in New Jersey.
Yeah, you're normally in Florida.
Yep, we're one day away from moving into the free state.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Wow, that's great.
We're gonna stop in Red Bank, New Jersey tonight because we're all big Kevin Smith fans. So we're gonna go to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
Wait. There's actually a restaurant. What is that?
A comic book store.
Oh.
Oh wow! I'm sure. Yeah, that would be fun. I'd love to go there.
Is it owned by Kevin Smith himself?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We're going to go there in the morning and then head up to New Hampshire.
Cool. Right on, man. So how did it feel leaving the state of Florida behind?
Awesome. There's no humidity up here. I don't have my AC on and we're not sweating.
It's strange, isn't it?
It's very different there.
It's a weird feeling.
The water's probably much better, too.
Really?
I don't know yet.
I wonder about that. I guess it depends on where you live. So, all right, well, good luck with the rest of the trip, man. Anything else of note happened yet?
No, just curious. What are some affiliates that we might be able to pick you up on either here or in New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah, like you're going to just be able to pick Free Talk Live up the coastline of the United States.
Sorry, I don't think we, I think if we got any over there, it's, no, I can't think of anything right now.
New Hampshire.
Massachusetts, Leo Meister. And,
no, that one changed formats to a,
Leo Meister?
AC station.
Dear God! Yeah. Our whole empire is crumbling!
Yeah, and you're going to be living in Hampton Beach in New Hampshire, and that's nowhere near our New Hampshire affiliate. So you're SOL, man. You're just going to have to call your local stations
podcasts,
when you arrive.
Man.
There you go.
And podcast.
Nikaya, good luck with the rest of your trip, man. Arrive safely. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Let's talk to Francisco in New Jersey also. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, guys. What's
up? Hey there.
Hey, man.
What's
Hello,
on your
Francisco.
Mind?
Hi, I just wanted to let you know, you said that, you know, one of the editors could have made a mistake on that video.
Yeah, the gentleman called in last hour. He said he spotted a video on MSNBC, and then he said that there was an error in the video to where they were showing a picture of what he thought was a dead terrorist as being one of the people that they had arrested. He called them up, called them on it, and then he said later he went back and watched the same video again, and the picture was gone.
Well, you said that, you know, it could have been a mistake, but I'm an editor myself, and I go to a film school currently, so I always check my work at least 3 times, you know, before I actually hand it in.
Not just because you...
Yeah, just because you're fastidious.
Work.
I mean, we've all been in the broadcasting industry, my friend, and I can tell you, some crap gets on the air. I mean, it's just, it happens.
Yeah, and especially if you're on a deadline, if you're in a rush, you've got somebody above you saying, you've got to get this turned in by this time. Yeah, there's definitely a chance that people can make mistakes.
Yeah, definitely. I also wanted to bring up another thing.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, you guys were talking about that high school couple.
Which high school couple?
The one that, like, the mom hated him.
Oh, one of our listeners. Yeah, he had talked to Torgo about what to do in regards to his girlfriend, whose mom hates him. She moved the girl out of the county. She blocked phone access, blocked internet access. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that would be me.
Oh,
that was you.
Yeah.
Francisco.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I wasn't sure whether he called in with a fake name.
What facts did we, get anything wrong? Did you call in to correct us on something or give us an update?
The board op said I should talk to the mother. Actually, I tried to talk to the mother, and she didn't want to, you know, have anything to do with it.
How did you approach her?
Actually, the last time she called me, right? I was like, is there any way we can talk this out? And
wait,
she said no.
The mom called
the
you?
The mother called
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did she call you for?
Because, like, I called, like, her daughter, and then she found my name on her caller ID.
So she
and
wanted to tell you to buzz off.
And you're not allowed to? Is that it?
What do you mean?
You're not allowed to call her?
Well, she didn't know, like, after she moved, like, Kelsey, which is my girlfriend, that would be her name, told her that we stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw the name on the caller ID because Kelsey forgot to delete it. And
oops.
Yeah, she called me back and was like, yeah. And then I asked her, is there any way we can talk this out? And she said, no, I don't want to hear it. And she basically, you know, told
me. That's that.
Yeah.
So the girl doesn't go to the same school as you anymore.
No.
You don't even live in the same town as her anymore.
She moved about a half an hour away.
Okay, and you're 15, and how long until you can actually start driving?
I don't know. It'd be 16 here, so.
Okay, so when you're 16, you possibly could get a car, possibly meet up with this girl again. But, I mean, what do you think is going to happen here? I mean, is there anything else that you can think of that you can, to make this right?
Well, the woman's basically crazy from where I see it.
Right.
Well, sounds like it.
That doesn't help when one's coming from the point of view that the lady I'm talking to is a nut job. you know,
well, I'm sure he didn't express that
through.
To her.
Well, it kind of comes through.
Actually, when I was talking, I called her ma'am, and what she said, she's like, "Don't call me ma'am."
Yeah, well,
oh yeah, call
sometimes
her miss.
People don't like that. I'm a Southern guy, and I generally ma'am them from 4 to 104.
Yeah.
You know, it's just my job, and. A lot of northern women take affront to it because you're...
They do,
because you're calling them old.
Hey,
old lady.
Yeah,
they hear it.
It's referring to them as old.
But I think as a 15-year-old talking to the mother of the girl I was dating, I would definitely say ma'am. But apparently she didn't.
Yeah, I was like, "What would you like me to call you?" She's like, "I'm sure you have something else in mind."
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, with a controlling... crazy.
I know
woman,
where your
like,
mind went with that, Mark.
Well, yes, I do, lady. Yes, I do.
With a controlling woman like that, your chances at making this happen as a successful relationship, I think, are pretty slim.
I was just actually talking to her.
The woman or the daughter?
No, the daughter. She got
Kelsey.
On. Yeah.
She got what, online?
Yeah. She gets on every once in a while. Like, her dad went to drop her brother off, and no one was home, so she
now,
got
of
on.
Course, now, you may actually... there may be one thing, I think, working in your favor, and that is that this woman may hate everyone that her daughter brings home.
Actually, she, like, she hates all her friends and tells her, like, they're all potheads and stuff, so...
And are they?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I see. So the mother just basically is being irrational.
She's just
here
an antisocial nut job.
Yeah, basically.
But I really just question whether or not you're going to be able to continue a long-distance relationship or an underground, surreptitious-style relationship for the next 3 years until she can emancipate herself. It just seems unrealistic, Francisco.
Yeah, I know.
Now, Francisco, how old is she?
She's 14. She's about to turn 15 in a month, and I'm 15.
Okay.
Well, you know, keep it up as long as you can. I mean, it can't hurt. It's not like you're doing anything else with your time at 15. Right?
You know, the only suggestion I can have is for Kelsey to possibly sit down with her mother when she's 15, possibly when you've turned 16. And just, I mean, this was something that I did with my family myself. I basically told them, listen, I'm going to sneak around behind your back to see this person, whether you like it or not. And... so either you're going to allow me to,
crazy?
Or you're not. No, my mom wasn't crazy. My father was, and this was my father was the one that I was talking to. My father was pretty off the wall.
Her father is kind of rational, like, but...
Are they
know.
Together, mom and the dad?
Yeah, but they actually fight quite a bit.
So,
and when the chips are down, mom's in control anyway, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, she wears the pants.
And he won't be able to take
when
it
comes to kids. That's the way that goes.
And dad won't be able to take the pants off if... he doesn't do it. Good luck, Francisco. Keep us up to date, man, on what goes on, okay? We want to know. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. I mean, did you ever... So you had a problem like this when you were a teenager?
Yeah, I certainly did. When my father wouldn't allow me to date until I was 18.
Really?
And so I actually had been moved... I was moved up a grade when I was in school, so everyone in school was older than me, and they were all dating, and my father didn't want me to date, of course. And by the time I was 18, I would have been... until 18, and I would have already graduated.
Until 18.
Right, and I would have already graduated high school at that point.
That seems a little crazy to me.
Like I said, he was a little off.
You don't want anybody to have sex with her.
I understand that you don't want the child to have sex, but what do you think is going to happen immediately when she turns 18? Even if you're successful, she's going to be poor at dating. She's going to be farther behind than other girls.
Yeah.
She's going to make mistakes when it comes to men at an older age. Let her make her mistakes at 13, 14, 15 when
you
she's
can
not
there,
having
right?
sex.
When you can be there. I mean, when you
right,
can...
Right, when you can be there.
You bring in the guys home.
Yep.
You can kind of vet her choices, and
exactly.
You can give her input.
I'm sorry, but bad boys at 13 years old are not nearly as bad as the bad ones at 18 years old.
Yes, I agree with
you
on that.
So,
definitely.
Great point.
I mean, let your daughters make their mistakes young
and
just not get mixed up with the wrong guys when they're older.
And, of course, if you educate them about sex and they know what they're getting into, then hopefully they won't make mistakes in that area as well. And I don't know what you're... dad did in regards to sex education for you. I don't imagine it was much.
Well, actually, they did sit down and talk really? To me about it. Yes.
800-259-9231. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them at freetalklive.com, totally free. Once again, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. All right, so I mentioned that we've got some immigration stuff to go over tonight. And one of the guys that's out there yelling at the top of his lungs about immigration and how bad immigrants are, illegal immigrants are, is Pat Buchanan.
Well, you know, Pat hasn't changed his view since as long as I've been in I've been watching politics. He's been pretty much an isolationist, and he wouldn't be the sort of guy that would like the idea of illegal immigration going on. And at least he's consistent.
Consistently bad.
You know where he's coming from. Well, he's consistently really good on a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's just that he's very isolationist, and I suspect that he supports, you know, really high tariffs for trade with other countries. You know, the America first kind of attitude, which means that, you know,
isolationism is not freedom.
Screw Americans if they want to buy from someone else, you know, so it's not really Americans first. It's sort of, you know, I don't know. It's just a strange concept anyway. But out of his book, there's different quotes here that I'd like to.
Isn't his book a bestseller now?
I thought I saw it
hit number one at Amazon or something.
And different quotes that he's had off different news sources here. I'm going to give it a shot.
Where's this from?
The article itself is from Think Progress, but it's really just, you know, some quotes.
Got it.
So Pat Buchanan versus quotes from history.
Got it.
This is Pat. Where the Italians wanted to be part of our family. Millions of Mexicans are determined to retain their language and loyalty to Mexico. They prefer to remain outsiders. They do not wish to assimilate, and the nation no longer demands that they do.
And he knows that because he's spoken with millions of Mexicans.
He knows them all.
So.
Which is, by the way, I've got some information on that from the Cato Institute that completely rebuts this statement.
Okay, great.
It's just garbage. But either way, that's what he said. So that's versus. Why should Pennsylvania, founded by the English, become a colony of aliens who will shortly be so numerous as to Germanize us instead of our Anglifying them? And will never adopt our languages or customs any more than they acquire our complexion. Benjamin Franklin, 1751.
Whoa.
Okay. Benjamin Franklin, he made a point. I'd like to point out that Ben, not exactly wrong here. The Amish still speak German.
Yeah, they do.
They didn't exactly take over
Pennsylvania. They did not. He was wrong there. And to think.
And every Amish person I've spoken
this
to
is where
has
Pat,
spoken to me in English.
This is where
but they
Pat
do speak
is wrong, too. Some do, some don't. This is where Pat's wrong,
if
too.
If you want to sell me broasted chicken and handcrafted furniture, you're going to have to speak to me in English.
Nobody gets that joke.
nobody outside
unless
of Sarasota.
Unless you live in Sarasota, you get
nobody
it.
Gets
Pennsylvania.
The Amish jokes.
They they must roast the chicken up in Pennsylvania,
I don't know
too,
what
right?
Roasting means.
I don't either.
Broil roast?
Broil roast?
It's something
broil
like that.
Combination
bacon
roast?
Bacon roast?
For those of you who don't know the Amish certainly vacation down here in Sarasota, this is sunny vacation Amish land.
We have a huge Amish community.
Right. And they open a lot of restaurants, and the restaurants are really great. You know, heavy, fatty foods. And they're awesome to eat, and they also make lots of furniture.
You know, I've never been impressed by the food.
No?
It's good home cooking.
It's good home cooking, but it's nothing outstanding.
Well, it's nothing outstanding in the sense that it's unusual, but I mean, you know, good home cooking is good home cooking.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, baked chicken, all the good stuff. Greens.
You know, when you get fried chicken at these places, the pieces are
huge,
gigantic.
Good value.
Why isn't Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeyes or Church's, why aren't they getting these pieces
because
of chicken?
Because they're fast food. They don't charge like $8 to eat it.
I mean, it's like they're like little seagulls compared to these pieces of chicken that you get at these Amish restaurants. Let me go on,
please. All right.
Yeah. Beyond the Amish now.
Anyway, so I wanted to make a point on Ben Franklin. The fact is, you know, Buchanan's right, too. It's going to take, you know, when they make these Spanish enclaves, there's certain towns.
Mm-hmm.
One I'd like to point out that was made 20, 30 years ago is Calle Ocho in Miami.
Okay.
You know, Little Havana.
Right.
Well, basically, the Spanish enclave in Little Havana has shrunk and shrunk and shrunk over the years. Because the fact is, second and third generation Cubans they want to move away from their parents. They realize that if they want to make it in the world, they're going to have to be able to speak English.
Sure.
The Cubans themselves realize, if I want to do business any place but Miami, I've got to be able to speak English. Yep. And all these white people have a lot of money that I'd like... Cubans are white, too. But all these American people have a lot of money that I'd like to get a hold of. Mm-hmm. So I have to do business with them. And the Mexicans are going to realize the same thing. Yes, there will be towns, there will be enclaves where it will be difficult to make it without speaking Spanish. But they will slowly diminish, just as the Dutch-German Amish... Their influence diminished over time. Now, they certainly stuck together, but I don't imagine that the Mexicans will. Anyway, many Hispanics, this is Pat Buchanan, many Hispanics, as a matter of fact, you know, what culture they're assimilating to? The rap culture, the crime culture, anti-cops, and all the rest of it. This is a quote from August the 22nd, 06, from Pat Buchanan. Versus,
guess what? The rap culture is what most young people are into.
And I'm afraid that's
whether they're
popular.
Hispanic, black, white, or green.
Now, they're not coming across the border and assimilating to that culture, by the way.
No, not at all.
They're just assimilating to, I've got to make a buck culture. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that the Mexicans, cowboys. I mean, the Mexicans that I'm familiar with, they drive pickup trucks,
yeah.
They wear cowboy hats, they wear cowboy boots.
Gaucho would be
an Argentinian term. But you know, they're just cowboys. Mm. That's the kind of thing that they're interested in.
Stealing
and they like
our jobs.
That darn accordion music that they listen to.
Accordion music?
and which, by the way, harkens back to the German immigrants, too.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, and that's versus a quote from the Chicago Post in 1868. The Irish fill our prisons, our poorhouses. Scratch a convict or a pauper, and the chances are that you tickle the skin of an Irish Catholic. Putting them on a boat and sending them to their home would end crime in this country completely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who said that?
That was the Chicago Post from 1868.
Wow.
From Pat Buchanan. Mexican Americans can now become citizens of Mexico again. The whole idea is to create this giant fifth column in the United States which can leverage the American government in elections and pressure them to do what it is in the interest of the nation of Mexico. This is, of course, Pat Buchanan on August the 22nd, 06. Versus a set of citizens, German and Irish, wanted to get the Constitution of the U.S. into their own hands and sell it to a foreign power. That's the theme of the American Nativist Party rally in 1844.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Lots of resemblances.
Yeah. Very similar stuff from Buchanan, from his book, page 221. Almost all immigrants today, legal and illegal, come from countries and cultures whose people have never before been assimilated into a first world nation. Versus
so?
Yeah, right. It makes so what?
Hello?
Today,
who cares?
Versus, this is the Robert...
So they shouldn't have an opportunity!
This is from Representative Albert Johnson, 1927, justifying the 1924 National Origins Act. And today, instead of a nation descending from generations of free men bred into a knowledge of principles and practice of self-government, of liberty under law, we have a heterogeneous population, no small proportion of which is sprung from races that throughout the centuries have known no liberty at all.
Wow.
Same old stuff,
different years.
Yep.
Are there more quotes?
Oh, yeah, there's
1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Once again, that number for you, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got a listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com to add yourself to it. Over 1,500 of our listeners are on it now, and you can be one as well. map.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we've got two more pairs of quotes remaining, correct?
One pair, two quotes.
We're doing an interesting comparison article between some of the things that Pat Buchanan says. He's one of the anti-illegal zealots, one of the immigration control advocates. Mm-hmm. And we're taking quotes of what he said and comparing them to quotes that were said in 100 years ago or 150 years ago about the Germans and the Irish and about other groups of immigrants that once at one time were really scary to the xenophobes in this country.
It's absolutely true. And this next pair of quotes is about how immigrants will dilute the white race.
Mm.
And I've got something to say about that afterwards, too. Pat Buchanan, from page 11 in his book, 2006. If we do not get control of our borders, by 2050, Americans of European descent will be a minority in the nation and their ancestors created to build. No nation has ever undergone so radical a demographic transformation and survived. Okay, what nation
has open borders quite like us?
Can he explain a nation that hasn't survived this sort of thing? And, anyway.
What nations have survived?
Yes.
Period.
Versus... Benjamin Franklin in 1751, the number of purely white people in the world is proportionately very small. In Europe, the Spaniards, Italians, French, Russian, and Swedes are generally of what we call a swarthy complexion, as are Germans also. The Saxons only accepted who with the English make the principal body of white people on the face of the earth. So
Yeah. You're English, you're white.
Essentially, that's what he's saying. So he was concerned that the English would be diluted with these other European. Groups. Nation. And now, I don't know about you, but I am of mixed European heritage.
I presume I am. I don't know. I've never done a DNA analysis to find out for sure.
Do you feel like somehow you're lesser than somebody who's of completely English descent?
Not at all.
Oh, no? Really? Yeah. Because Benjamin Franklin did.
No.
Yeah, like you're not as good. You're not good enough. You're somehow deluded. You're crappy.
Well,
what a crappy thing to say.
It's a crappy thing to say.
We'll have these, you know, half Spanish, half white, half Hispanic, half, I guess mestizos would be the term that I would use.
So mulatto only applies to black white mix?
Right.
Right.
The mestizo would be, you know, they're sort of white and Indian mixed.
What are we going to call it when somebody's 33% of one, 33% of another, 33% of another?
At some point, it's going to stop being called anything.
Right. Can't we just be people? Can't we just be human beings?
And that's the point. Pat Buchanan's saying that if you're of mixed race, like my friend Julian, who's half black and half white, he's not really good enough. He's not a good person.
And whatever happened to all men are created equal?
Crappy individual is what he's saying.
Pat Buchanan is a crappy individual, in my opinion. He's a scumbag, just like apparently Benjamin Franklin was.
Well,
that was just a quote from
1751.
I'm going to take issue, actually, with the idea that somebody with a mixed race is lesser of a person. In fact, I think that you'd find that those who are mixed races are probably better. Not as far as just how they treat others, but better physically, as far as evolution is concerned.
Why would you say that?
Well, like with dogs, when you mix dogs together of different races, you get a mutt, and mutts have a tendency to be to be less vulnerable to disease. Mutts have a tendency to.
I don't think what you're talking about here is quite fair, because what you're essentially humans are from selective. Natural selection in their particular area. So they would be one arguably best suited for their particular geographic area. Now, whereas a dog, in a lot of cases, is not naturally selected, but unnaturally selected to the point of, say, a bulldog. You know, they want to breed down the hips to make them real small, want to breed up the shoulder to make it real big. They want the jaw to be an underbite so it sits out real far forward. Bulldogs are a great example because they're so extreme.
Yeah.
And what you have there is that they're inbreeding, and that's not really how it goes with races.
I'm not talking about inbreeding. I'm talking about breeding different breeds of dogs together to create mutts, which are more resilient animals, and in many cases, I understand there are some breeds of dogs that are very smart. Poodles are supposed to be very smart.
Mm-hmm.
But mutts can be, I think, on average, smarter than most breeds of dogs, at least as I understand it.
Mutts are disease resistant, and there's lots of good things about mutts, but I don't think that you get that necessarily.
What you do, as I understand it, and I'm not a biological expert, and neither are you, okay? But as I understand it, when you breed different breeds together, and when you breed different races together, the resulting people and dogs and whatever that comes out of that have kind of the best of both worlds. They kind of end up with the best traits
from mom and dad. Some of them end up with the worst.
Well, natural selection would, of course, end up being that most, on average, they would usually end up with the best.
It would be that some would be, some wouldn't get the traits at all, some would be with the worst traits, and some would be with the best traits.
But you're not arguing for keeping the races separate, though, are you, Mark? I'm pointing out that mixing people together can be a very good thing.
I'm arguing that if you should be able to hump anybody you want to hump. That's
okay.
All right. I just don't think that there's any reason for it or against it, period.
And should be able to procreate if you choose to.
All I'm saying is I've heard good things for it. That's all. Let's go to Bill in Virginia on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
I fight tooth and nail against, the anti-immigration crowd pretty much because most of them come at it from the elitist, ethnocentrist angle.
Yes, they do.
Where they think they're better than somebody else you're born.
Yep. I think the vast majority of them actually come from that angle. It's that some of them might argue other points.
Right. And I was wondering, because I heard an interesting take on this whole immigration thing from sort of the black helicopter, globalist New World Order people.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of had the idea that whoever's in control, the Illuminati or whatever, are trying to break down the borders of the United States pretty much so that they can make the government and the Constitution of the United States irrelevant and sort of, you know, make this whole, you know, globalist thing, one world government, you know.
Yeah, I've heard those. I've heard those paranoid claims. What do you have to say to them?
I mean, I think it's an interesting claim. You know, I mean, we already know that our country is bankrupt. There's no way that we can pay off the national debt. There's no way that we can pay off the interest on all the money that we buy from the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering what's going to happen when either everything in the country is sold off to foreign countries, you know, in order to try and pay that debt off, or whoever owns the Federal Reserve winds up owning America, if such a thing is even possible.
Well, I thought that the dollar bills that we had were sort of representations of debt to the Federal Reserve, so if we actually paid off the debt, then we would no longer have any money.
But it's impossible to pay off the debt.
Right, right. That because we would have no longer have any money.
Right. I mean, it's just a cycle thing where we constantly buy more Federal Reserve notes to try and pay off the debt, and it just never works that way.
Well, but even if we did turn
in, they make the money on the interest, and they make the money on inflation. So why in the world would they ever want to see the debt paid off? I mean, there's no.
Well, right, they don't. But I mean, you know, if
and they wouldn't want to collect either.
We all believe in contracts, and we believe in holding up our end of contracts, and you know, granted, if something's stolen from somebody, it's really not owned by the thief legitimately.
Right.
But after how many generations go by, does it really just become, you know, whoever inherits that stolen property, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think
they would ever want to collect on this.
Should we give the United States back to the Native American Indian?
Yeah. How you do it? And how would you do it anyway, even if you wanted to?
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm wondering what happens when we finally get into, you know, such a quagmire that, you know.
I can't see that. I agree with you, Bill. I don't think we can get out of it. And what will happen is a wonderful question. How that can be answered, I don't know. I think it's just going to crash and burn, and something else is going to have to rise from the ashes in order to allow us to transact business with one another. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it,
sure.
As always. 800-259-9231. Chris in California on the line. Your calls as well. We'll slip them in here in the remaining moments of the program. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out.
I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And as always, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. In fact, what we ask in return for giving you the website for free is that you might want to voluntarily support the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about how you can do that. It's called the Advertise, Market, and Promote Program. Advertise, AMP, as in A-M-P. The
tricky.
Idea,
it's tricky.
Yeah. The idea is you send us $3 a month, voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we give you everything for free. So you send that $3 in, and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote the show to more radio stations. We get it on more internet connect, more people's internet connections, essentially spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world and around the country. So if that's important to you, you really should investigate the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks. You get access to classic archives. You get access to the Amplifier-only forum and more at amp.freetalklive.com. So jump on the bandwagon.
Don't forget the AMP hotline. I mean, that's a big deal.
That's right. AMP only call-in lines.
You get to be, you get to have your own little call-in line where it's sort of...
your own shared with the other couple hundred ampers.
Right. It differentiates that particular line from all the rest.
There you go. All right. So back to the phones, to the fun, to Chris in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ian. How are you doing?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the an article you read about a week ago about the upcoming need for more government workers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The article essentially said that 50% of the government workforce is going to be retiring within the next 5 years.
Yeah, I am a not proud former government employee.
Really?
And I just wanted to give you a nice little succinct job description of what I did. And, you know, so maybe someone out there who might want one of these jobs can go and apply for that.
Excellent.
I did untrained technical support. I had no clue what I was doing.
None whatsoever, eh?
For what, exactly?
For a government lab in California, federal government for the Department of Energy. I plugged in computers, told people how to operate a keyboard. That was it.
Mm.
Beyond that, I downloaded a lot of porn.
Awesome.
government
all on,
computer.
All on everyone's dime.
Did you get any MP3 music?
Oh, of course, of course.
So great. This is where our hard earned.
I kind of like 70s and 80s music. Can you send me some?
Well, I quit working there about 5 years ago. So
how long were you working there for?
I worked there for 3 years.
Wow.
And it was good, you know, good times. I got to come in 2 hours late, take a 3-hour-long lunch, and
sweet.
Leave early.
Amazing. What did it
sounds
take?
Like you were in advertising.
Let me guess. Were you salaried?
No, no. I was actually hired on as a student contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
And so if I did things, like I learned, I took a fire extinguisher class.
Right.
A fire extinguisher.
And they have a whole class on that?
How much, what did you manage to get for learning this fire extinguisher class then?
I got a $1.50 raise.
Wow.
An hour?
Just for
enough.
For reading the side of a fire extinguisher and learning how to point and pull.
An hour. Oh, my God.
$1.50 an hour.
A $1.50 an hour raise, just to know that. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
He's more of an asset now, Mark. He can save the building from flames.
Yeah, well, it is a government building we were talking about, so.
Oh, wow. And so what made you, after 3 years, what made you decide you'd had enough?
I had started learning about libertarianism, and I felt that I was ruining things and felt sick about it, so I quit.
Wow, so the guilt got to you after so long.
Well, you know, you learn about these things, and, you know, that's just how life goes. I wouldn't take unemployment now, but I might have when I was 22 or 23 or
sure.
something like that.
Isn't it interesting, though, how they just, you know, how working for the government, you know, you would realize just how bad it is, Chris, just where our tax dollars are being spent in probably the most ridiculous ways possible.
And we haven't even asked him anything about the rest of his coworkers.
No.
Well, most of my coworkers are vacant because they're mostly make-work jobs. They would show up for the first 2 weeks and then continue sending in their hours but never see their boss. And
really?
You know. So, wait, you could just fill
out... Are
they
hiring?
Wait. When you say hours, when you say send in the hours, you mean it was on a sheet? You didn't have to actually clock in, clock out, or do anything like that?
Oh, yeah, no, you'd send your boss. You know, oh, I worked 8 hours today, and then they would tell that to human resources. And
so they were literally just mailing it in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what they did other than that. I never, ever saw them show up beyond the first 2 weeks,
wow.
maybe a month.
Ian and I knew a bureaucrat like that when we worked at a radio station together. There was this guy that would come in, and he'd do part-time at the radio station, and his full-time job was to go out and smoke pot while pretending to look at orange trees. And
his requirement was that he put a certain number of miles on his truck every
right.
day.
So, his job was really just to put mileage on the truck.
because that was proof that he was working hard.
Right, checking orange trees or something.
Amazing.
And we called him the burnout, and... it seemed to me like he must have smoked a prodigious amount of marijuana.
That dude was never, he never came down.
he was constantly high.
Oh, Chris, man, be sure to share us some more bureaucrat stories when you come across them in your mind, and don't hesitate to call in. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. It's really that bad. You're really that useless as a bureaucrat. And
yeah.
There's no requirement for you to do anything productive or helpful to society. You don't even have to show up for work, apparently.
Sit around and drink coffee and eat donuts, and that's about it.
Show up for the first 2 weeks to prove to them that you're a real person,
right.
And then mail it in.
And then mail in your
I have
sheet.
A heartbeat.
Yeah, after 20 years of mailing in, after 20 years of mailing in your timesheets, you get to retire with a sweet, sweet pension. Man, what a deal.
Yeah, and you get to work another job in the meantime because you're just mailing in these sheets.
Get the extra, exactly. Get an extra paycheck.
Yeah, that's true.
Might as well start your own business.
Disgusting.
They'll be financing it.
It's despicable.
Like all the firemen
Doesn't
do.
Doesn't that make you sick?
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
Just knowing that this is what's happening.
And those who are actually showing up to work aren't really doing anything anyway. They just shuffle around the office, take papers from one copier to the next, and then go back. I mean,
what did he say? He helped people type things in on the keyboard. I mean, just basically learn how to use the keyboard. That's it. He had no training at all.
But
they had to give
him.
He had to get an hour-long fire extinguisher training class.
Where would we
though?
Be without these bureaucrats?
You know, I was in...
We need them.
I was just recently in my wife's office, and she works for the government, and... I just thought it was funny. I was in the break room, and they have sort of this just this Go Team kind of bulletin board, and on
right.
the bulletin board, everybody's name's on there in this sort of crossword puzzles format so that, Ian would be there, and then off the A and Ian, Mark would be spelled with that A, and then off the K and Mark, that you wouldn't put Melissa because it doesn't go. something
Where
like
are you
that
going
too.
With that?
Anyway, it's all kind of on the board there, and every single one of the A's was backwards. Backwards, like
lowercase
A's and the cross was on the left hand side instead of on the right hand side where it's supposed to be the straight up and down part.
So what is the purpose for that?
Well, because the person was dumb and they didn't know what they were doing. So there's all this misspelled stuff,
and they probably didn't want to correct him for fear of offending.
Well,
oh my gosh,
we have to be
great.
Sensitive, and I've been to a sensitivity training class, and as a result, I got an extra dollar an hour.
That's great,
amazing.
Hey, can't believe it.
Quick news from the AP. Nearly all non-Mexican illegal immigrants caught sneaking into the United States are now being held until they can be returned to their home countries. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said this marks the end of the catch-and-release practice that for years has so-called helped many illegal immigrants stay in the United States unhindered. So
it's no longer catch and release, it's catch and hold from now on,
Well, they're apparently,
just what we need.
They're apparently going to hold them until they can deliver them back to their home countries. But how long does that take? I mean, how long does the extradition process getting them from here to their home countries take? And what happens if their home country says, we don't want them?
That is true. And this is only non-Mexican?
Correct.
Well, that does happen often, and we keep them for a while, and then we let them go, kind of thing.
You think?
Depending on
the
ages.
So we just let them out?
Sure. This isn't unusual. We have.
But now they're not going to do that anymore.
Right, that's what they're saying.
The catch and release is
they're not releasing.
They're going to release Mexicans back to Mexico.
It's just a life sentence?
Anybody who comes here from... No. Anybody who comes here from another country besides Mexico...
Right.
...will be caught, attempted to be brought back to his country at some point, whenever that is.
Right.
And then, all I'm asking is, what happens if they're refused? They're not going to release them. But why should they? I mean, if they have a new policy that says, okay, we're going to hold immigrants, period, then they're just going to keep grabbing immigrants. They're going
to
keep throwing them in detention centers, and that means they're going to get to build more and more detention centers, just like they're building more and more jails. So every single immigrant they catch and keep is one more to fill up a room, to give them an excuse to build more rooms, to give them an excuse.
They do like that.
Yep, to give them an excuse to increase the size of the bureaucracy, mm-hmm. increase the enforcement, and
increase their budgets.
There was an article last year about Halliburton, their subsidiary, was given a hundreds of million dollar contract to build detention centers in the United States. Now, they haven't actually built these centers yet, but this could be a perfect excuse for them to actually do that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing. Now, again, if the country takes them back, then they're gone. But what if they don't?
And you would think they would have to set some time limit on this. I mean, I can't see them just holding these people indefinitely for the rest of their lives.
They're bureaucrats. They don't have. There's no incentive for them to move quickly on anything. They're not.
This I agree with you on, but you would think that they would do everything in their power to try to get them out. I mean,
why? Why? It's more beneficial for them to
see convicts every day. Convicts mean nothing to these people.
They benefit more long-term from keeping these guys under lock and key.
It's eight and hit the gate for these people.
It's Benny in here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Hi, Mike. We'll be returning.
I was going to say Manwich.
We'll be returning tomorrow night. See ya.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're